The death of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein in a federal jail in Manhattan last August triggered multiple investigations and swift consequences. But that's not what usually happens when someone dies in jail. In the latest installment of our series, Booked and Buried, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins examines how deaths in Northwest jails are investigated.
One morning in May of 2015, a man named Lorenzo Hayes was brought to the Spokane County Jail. He'd been arrested for violating a domestic violence no-contact order. As Hayes was escorted to a holding cell, there was a struggle with jail officers. He ended up on the ground and was then placed in a restraint chair. That's when Hayes stopped breathing. A police officer's body camera captured the effort to save Hayes' life in the hallway of the booking area. After responding medics got a heartbeat back, Hayes was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. When someone dies in jail in Washington or Oregon, there's no state oversight, no special jail deaths team that responds. Instead, it's up to the jail director or the sheriff who operates the jail or other local officials to decide how an in-custody death should be investigated.
It's kind of their determination of what their practice is.
This is John McGrath, who serves as the jail's liaison for the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. He's also the former longtime director of the Spokane County Jail, where during his decade-long tenure, at least 24 inmates, including Lorenzo Hayes, died. McGrath says each time someone dies in jail, there's a family on the outside that wants answers.
Obviously, every death is a tragic loss. And, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, they treat the family with dignity and respect.
In Hayes' case, a special regional response team was brought in to conduct the investigation. McGrath says the goal was openness and transparency. An attorney for the family credits McGrath for bringing in that team, but says a truly independent investigation is one that doesn't involve law enforcement from that same community. Ed Budge is a Seattle-based attorney who didn't work on the Hayes case, but who specializes in suing on behalf of families whose loved ones have died in jails all over the country. He says in his experience, thorough jail death investigations are the exception, not the norm.
What I see in too often is a failure by the agency to conduct the type of rigorous investigation that would be conducted if the death had happened in a place that wasn't a jail.
The contrast is even starker, he says, when you consider the multiple federal investigations that were launched into the death of financier and accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, it's like night and day. It's apples and oranges. I mean, I wish that the type of investigation that we see in the Jeffrey Epstein case would happen in many of the cases that I deal with, but unfortunately, that's just not the case. What I see all too often is virtually no investigation whatsoever.
The National Institute for Jail Operations accredits jails. It recommends that when someone dies in jail, there be three investigations. One to look for criminal wrongdoing, another to identify potential civil rights violations, and a third to see if jail policies or procedures were violated. Linda Bryant is a former prosecutor who has helped run a large jail in Virginia. She's also written about the importance of properly investigating inmate deaths.
You know, there's a model for how to review death from a systems response. That's what I felt was lacking. I still feel like it's lacking, frankly, from the jail world in general.
Bryant thinks jails could benefit from adopting the model many states use to review child fatalities and domestic violence-related deaths. The goal, she says, of those after-action reviews is to prevent future tragedies.
If you're going to lead a jail and you're responsible for the care, custody, and control of people, you need to be looking at this stuff to figure out how these deaths can be prevented.
Bryant also advocates for a state role in reviewing jail deaths. She notes Virginia law recently changed to give the State Board of Corrections that authority. Here in the Northwest, John McGrath, the former jail director turned jails liaison, says his focus is on getting more Washington jails accredited. He says there hasn't been much talk of statewide oversight. That means jail death investigations remain the domain of the counties with no guarantee of independence, oversight, or necessarily accountability. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.